Okay, so today, Be'ezrat Hashem, we're continuing in the fourth parak of Maseches Babas, where we're up to Parak Dalid Mishnah Hay. So it says the Mishnah, Machras Be'sabad, if a person sells an olive press, so Machras Hayam, he's selling the bowl that the olives that holds the olives while they're going for pressing. Vesa Mamal, and also the Mamal which would crush the olives before they're pressed. Vesa Besulos, and also the poles that hold up the kora that gets pressed down on the olives, so that these are all built into the ground and therefore they're fundamental parts of the olive press. Avalomachar sa'achirin, but you don't sell the boards that go on top of the olives just to even out the pressure. That's a galgal, or the wheel that would raise and lower the beam that would put the weight down on the olives. Vesakora, and you don't sell the beam itself, meaning those things are all necessary for the pressing of the olives, but they're not mechubel lekarka. So therefore, we're following that same basic rule that which is not mechubel lekarka is not included. But b'zman shamelahu v'kol nasha b'tocho, if you said I'm selling you in and everything in it, harei kol mechura, then all those things are sold. Rabbi Lazar amar mocher beisabad mocher sakora. Rabbi Lazar says the beam that presses the olives has to be part of the sale, because that's mamish the most critical part of the olive press. It's what actually does the job of the pressing of the olives. Mishnah Vav, Hamochers Amerchats, if you sell a bathhouse, Lomochers Anasarim, you don't sell the boards that people would put their clothing on or would be put on the floor of the bathhouse so that people wouldn't burn their feet. Vesasaf Salim, you don't sell the benches that people would sit on in the bathhouse. Vesafi Laos, or the curtains that would be there to keep people's tznius a little bit, because none of those things are attached to the ground, they're all metaltalin. But if you say I'm selling you everything in the bathhouse, Harekul and Mechurin, then they're all included in the sale. Whether you say hivakal mashab toch or not, lo machar lo asam aguros shalayim. You're not selling the places where the water comes from that supplies the bathhouse with water. They would have like large tanks or something that would supply the bathhouses with water. That's not included. Velo sotzar shalaitzim, nor the warehouses with wood that would be used for firewood to heat the fires, to make the fires to heat the water for the bathhouse. That's not included in the sale either. So let's review what we learned today. So in Mishnah Hay, we said that when you sell an olive press, you sell all the parts of the olive press that are attached to the ground, but not any of the parts that are not attached to the ground, including, according to the Tanakhama, not even the main beam that presses the olives. But Rabbi Lazar says, no, you got to include the main beam that presses the olives, because that's the main thing of an olive press. And then in Mishnah Vav, we said that if you sell the bathhouse, you're not selling the boards and the benches and the curtains, but if you say Hivakal Masha B'tocha, you do include those things in the sale, but you're for sure not supplying the tank that provides the water, nor the warehouses of wood that would heat the water, that would make the fires to heat the water. But tomorrow we'll pick up with Parak Dalid Mishnah Zayin.